This podcast replay is brought to you by OKCoin. Earn crypto rewards with DeFi. Put your crypto to work with staking in DeFi. Get $50 of free Bitcoin on the OKCoin platform with Big O's link on Twitter at Big O Show and at our YouTube channel at Big O Radio Show.
Big O, are you surprised we didn't see crypto shoot up with the Fed's announcement yesterday? Jason, dude, I'm pissed it didn't go down. I got to tell you, I thought it would go down to like 33, maybe 30, so I can grab a little more Bitcoin. I did grab some more Polkadot yesterday at $17. I loaded up on some Polkadot, dude, because, you know, you stake it at 12, almost 13% at on OKCoin. So yeah, I got some Polkadot. And what else? I was able to get more VeChain because VeChain was at 4 to 5 cents. So definitely had to get more of that. I got a little Crow. I did get a little Bitcoin at 36, I think. I'm a little pissed that I bought some at 40 and 42, right? So buying at 36 was great, which was really good. But I was hoping that it would go down even lower. So I was hoping for a little bit of a drop. The problem is the Fed said they're not raising anything till March, probably. And I think I love what the Feds did for our OKCoin crypto corner here for the moment. I love what they said because the way he was addressing it is they've got the shipping issues right now with supplies. They've got that problem going on. We've got COVID affecting people. They don't want to go crazy raising rates because they know how much it's going to affect everything else in the economy. So they're trying to see if over the next month and a half or two, this is what I'm feeling, that as hopefully this wave of COVID starts to die down, because it's not nearly as bad as the other ones. Again, still Russian roulette. I have a friend with a one-year-old daughter in the hospital right now. So this thing is real, okay? Luckily, it's not breathing issues. Thank the Lord. But you just don't know with DNA how this thing is going to affect some people or others. You know, some people it may not affect. Other people, it may cripple them. You just don't know. But this wave is not as bad as others. The other waves were killing people left and right. This one is not, the death rate is not nearly as bad. So hopefully we're getting through it. And hopefully we can get to the point where people are getting back to work, businesses become stronger. And maybe in March, they want to raise the rates. Maybe they don't have to raise it as much. They're going to have to do something because they've printed too much money. They've given too much money out. A lot of people took advantage and I don't know how, but whatever, not working or, you know. So I think they want to kind of weigh things. So I'm wondering if the market kind of stayed, you know, stagnant and stayed sideways because investors still don't know what's coming. So they're a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? I still got myself Bitcoin and Polkadot and all that because it's still at an amazing price. And I know where this is going in a couple of years anyways. I just have to be patient. You know what I mean? When mass adoption takes over, forget about it. I know I'm going to be laughing my ass off. Like a lot of us that stay strong throughout this whole thing. So yes, I was a little shocked, but I was expecting it to drop, okay, or start to climb like you. But I thought it would drop first. I really thought it would go down to 33 to 30 or something like that, and it didn't, man. Very disappointed with that. But I still got some at 36 because you still have to take advantage. Just in case, okay? Let me give you the latest here in our OKCoin crypto corner right now. Bitcoin is at 36,971. It's trading sideways right around 37. So, you know, that's why I got in some yesterday at 36, because I said, forget it. Let me 36 is still one hell of a deal. Let me take advantage of it right now, and we'll be laughing our asses off later on.